Can you talk a little bit more about some of the findings in the trial, both in terms of the benefit that was observed as well as toxicity?
Yeah, so this was, of course, a really important trial, you know, the first PD-L1 inhibitor approved in breast cancer. And so this was a phase 3 trial, first-line triple-negative breast cancer, and patients all received nab-paclitaxel dosed weekly, days 1, 8, and 15 on a 28-day schedule. They used a little bit lower dose of nab-paclitaxel, 100 milligrams per meter squared. And then patients were randomized to atezolizumab dosed at 840 milligrams on days 1 and 15 of the 28-day schedule versus placebo. And patients were then followed for the co-primary endpoint of the trial, which was both progression-free as well as overall survival in the overall population, but also specifically in the PD-L1 positive population. And so, you know, when you get into the nitty-gritty, you know, the statistical design of the study, because of these co-primary endpoints and because of the desire to look at both the overall population and specifically just the PD-L1 positive population, it was a very complicated statistical design. And I think that's where there's still a lot of question out there regarding, you know, the true benefit of this therapy. So in terms of progression-free survival, they hit the mark, the primary endpoint, for both the overall group of patients and the 41% of patients who are PD-L1 positive. The differences in progression-free survival were pretty modest, so about 1.7-month advantage overall, 2.5-month advantage in progression-free survival in the PD-L1 positive. If you look at the overall survival, that's really what got a lot of the press, but this was the part that was somewhat more controversial. And that's because the statistical plan was that they had to first demonstrate overall survival advantage in the overall intent to treat population, and if positive, only then could they test overall survival in the PD-L1 positive. And so the kicker was that in the overall group of patients, in the intent to treat population, overall survival was not improved. But they nonetheless looked at overall survival in the PD-L1 positive subset, and they found about a 9.5-month improvement in median overall survival in that group. But it could not be formally tested. And so, you know, this was, I think, some of the complexity of the trial. So it was positive for progression-free survival, no questions about that, more modest benefit. The big benefit looked like overall survival for the PD-L1 positive, but this is where, you know, that p-value and formal statistical testing could not be, you know, performed given the statistical plan. And I think this is really why the FDA only gave it an accelerated approval and that additional data would be required. There was at ASCO an update, so the second interim. So at the first reporting, this was just an interim analysis for overall survival. The second interim, the results are pretty much the same. The difference now in benefit in the PD-L1 positive, it's slightly lower at 7 months, but it's still not the final overall survival analysis from the study. And so I think that, you know, there are, of course, questions out there regarding how to make sense of this trial, given the complexity of the statistical design and that the major finding could not be formally tested.